You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Podcast. You've joined us on Sunday's edition of the podcast, where we've got two Irish meetings to come. We're on the level at the Curragh and we're jumping over at Limerick, and we're taking the best from both cars on this edition. Sam Norris here in the studio, and on the line, as ever, is Andy Holding. Morning, Andy.
Morning, Sam.
How are you today?
Yeah, fine and dandy, yeah. Looking forward to today's racing. Curragh, obviously, the main port of call for us Irish fans, but we've got a good supporting card at Limerick as well, where there's graded action. So a good mix. Both flat and jumps, and both venues as well, Sam, are going to be running heavy ground.
Yeah, it's always interesting to see the flat horses slot through the mud. It often throws up some interesting results.
Yeah, it can do. I mean, it's always a bit treacherous at this time of year, isn't it? Ploughing into strong fancies, such as Fan. We know Fan is the best horse on show in the 425, but it is first time out. It's on heavy ground, and you don't really know whether connections are at full throttle with these horses today. Dick Whittington's the same in the 350. He's a very lightly raced horse, but a good one at that. But he's got no form on heavy ground. So those are the kind of sort of factors you have to deal with here today at the Curragh. So tread carefully at the same time would be my recommendation.
Yeah, let's get stuck into the action at the Curragh, though. We start with their 205. This is a 5 furlong maiden, where Calendar is the 5-6 favourite this morning. 130 about intensely focused. Psychedelic Funk is 11-2, 9-1 for 66 and 20s. Bart, what do you like in the open, Randy?
Yeah, I'm a real fan of this Calendar. He's only had the one run, but he quickly went into my notebook, courtesy of nothing short of a miraculously good run in a very, very hot maiden on the first day of the Irish flat season. That race, of course, went the way of Darren Bunyan's Mr. Trader, who got the benefit of racing up towards the standside rail. And that's often the case here at the Curragh. The standside fence on soft ground in the early part of the campaign is always favoured. So therefore, drawn out right on the outside in trap three and from a slow beginning, Franberry had to pull this horse back in the early stages to give it every chance. But unfortunately, in doing that manoeuvre, he forfeited upwards around about 10 lengths. So at halfway, he was well behind. But this horse really did come on very, very strongly. So in the end, finishing never near a third. And he did all that running in the slowest part of the track as well. Conversely today, with the seven runners going to post, he's drawn in the favoured standside position, 7 of 7. And surely he would have learned plenty from that first run as well. So you'd imagine that he'll bounce out the stalls and at least lead or get himself into a much better position than he was here the last day. He'll definitely beat the four horses that he beat anyway, considering he was badly drawn last time out. Intensity Focus got absolutely no chance of turning the form around, and that horse is drawn stall too. Bective Randin and the McGonerator were obviously well beat as well. So you're only really looking at Psychedelic Funds or perhaps 66 to be any good first time out. But I do think this horse, who's priced up around about even money this morning, was an absolute gift. I must admit, I'd have him way, way odds on to win this race. He'll certainly trade odds on after the first furlong or two, and he should take all the beating.
Calendar then a strong selection for Andy in the 205. We go to race number two now. This is the 240. Another maiden for us here. 6 furlongs is the trip this time, and Waitaki is the 7-4 favourite. Safoof 9-4. Kolangara in the betting at 11-4, and it's 11-1 or bigger the remainder. Are you as dogmatic on this maiden, Andy?
Not necessarily so, but I do think we've got a half a decent chance again in the shape of Safoof, who's had a run at the track, first time up this season behind Stenographer in what was a decent 6 furlong maiden. And to be fair, this one doesn't really look any tougher, if I'm being absolutely truthful. The likes of Paddy Power and the Moore Factor certainly give that first race at the Curragh plenty of substance. And other than Waitaki, I didn't think this was any deeper. Once again, we're back in a horse who's well drawn today and wasn't so first time up. So that run can be definitely upgraded. I like the way that she kept on all the way to the line. She's had a run under her belt as well, which is massively significant. And because Wataki hasn't had a run, then the advantage is certainly with Kevin Prendergast Charge. And as we can back this horse at a decent price as well, compared to the favourite, round about 9 to 4, 5 to 2 this morning, it all adds up for a really decent bet here in the 240. So Foof, not as strong as the first favourite, but equally confident that we'll get a massive run.
So Foof then in the 244. And then we go to race number 3 now. This is the 315, a 6 furlong handicap to look forward to. Now Master Speaker is the 130 favourite this morning. Bubbly Bellini is 6-1. Blues Breaker 6-1. 10-1 for In Salutum, and bigger prices for the rest of them. What's on your mind for this one, Andy?
Yeah, a lot of old favourites are running here, which should make up into a very intriguing race. These 6 furlong, 5 furlong sprint handicaps all year round are going to be very keenly contested. A lot of these horses are going to be locking horns throughout the rest of the season. So even if your horse gets beat here today, it's certainly not worth writing them off. My favourite horse in training in Ireland runs in this race. I'm not going to tip him today because I think the ground's just slightly against him. That's In Salutum. I think a lot of regular podcasters will know the affection I hold Ken Condon's Charge in. He's very similar to Grendazar over in this country. I absolutely adore Grendazar. I just keep backing him every time and he's done me proud. And I'm sure In Salutum will win plenty of races again this season. He did only win two, however, last year. But they came in between lots of good runs in these similar kind of races. So do keep an eye on In Salutum today. Today probably won't be his day on the ground, but he's such a fantastic horse that I think we'll get plenty out of him. The choice today, however, is going to be Master Speaker, who I mentioned last time out in the race where I did tip the winner, Bubbly Bellini. And I made it between the two, and although Adrian McGuinness's Charge came out on top, the unlucky horse in that race was Master Speaker, who was running on quite eye-catching in the latter stages of the race, only to run into a wall of horses dropping back into his lap. Hopefully he won't get a similar fate this afternoon. He's drawn in stall 11, and with Ryan Moore booked on as well, I think connections obviously mean business. He's already been well back from sort of 9-2, 4-1, into around about the 3-1 mark, but he does look as though he's sure to run his race. Bruce Blake Breaker is the other one to mention. He's drawn stall 13, and we know he stays well, having won a 6-furlong heavy ground race the other day down in Cork. But I do think Master Speaker's track form is definitely worth considering here, and he's the vote in the 315.
Master Speaker it is then for Andy in the 315. We go to the 350 now, which is the Big Bad Bob Gladner Stakes, a Group 3 event here over 7 furlongs, where Struthen has been backed into the 3-1 favourite this morning ahead of Dick Whittington at 130. Gordon Lord Byron is 5-1, 6-1, the Happy Prince. Cougar Mountain is 10-1 along with Flight Risk and Joaliere. And One Night I Dreamed is the 12-1 outsider. A pretty intriguing Group 3 here, Andy.
Yeah, good mix here, Sam. We've got horses that have already had a run in handicaps this season. Obviously, fitness is going to be crucial with them. And then we've got the quality horses such as Dick Whittington, who are very likely racing, hoping to have an amount of improvement. And the old stages, such as Gordon Lord Byron and Cougar Mountain in there, just to give it an extra bit of spice. How you really approach a race like this is obviously open to personal choice. I think the percentage call would be to go with Shrewthad. You know, that Irish Lincoln is always a very good race, hotly contested, strongly run. And this year's renewal was no different. And the way that Paul Deegan's Charge gobbled up his stab of companion Ozzy Valentine in the latter stages and powered clear suggested he's right on top of his game at the moment. Obviously, he's got to do it again and he's got to do it over a furlong shorter. But at least the reliability factor with him is a little bit stronger than perhaps one or two others their seasons are just beginning and they've got probably bigger fish to fry further down the line. Obviously, Dick Whittington being one of those. He's going to be an intriguing runner today to see how he goes along with Gordon Orbaran. So it's a fascinating affair. I think we'll learn plenty with how one or two of these run this afternoon. But the tip, the vote has to be Shrewthand because of his well-being.
Shrewthand for Andy then in the 350. We go to the 425, the listed event here. This is the alleged stakes over a mile and 2 furlongs. Found is the 4-5 favourite here for Ballydoyle. Baka Bakiata is 7-2, 5-1 for Success Days. Father Christmas 12, Zakova is 16s, and it's 40-1 or bigger the remaining two. Obviously, Found was one of only two horses to lower the colours of the all-conquering Golden Horn last season, Andy, but she did take an age to get going last year. Do you expect the same this year, or can she pick this up?
Well, normal trends are with Aidan O'Brien's horses. They do tend to need a run, but there are a little bit more encouraging signs, courtesy of a couple of winners at Dundalk on Friday. Of course, Washington DC being one of them, that maybe they are a little bit more reliable at this time of the season than you'd normally found in the past. Found did get beat first time out last year. Of course, she got beat by Ivy Gardens over 7 furlongs, but it was more to do with the fact that the trip was too short for her and she got outpaced rather than anything else. Connection's obviously looking to not make the same mistake twice with this fantastic, consistent filly. Not really necessarily sure that heavy ground is what she wants. She definitely wants cutting in the ground, but heavy ground could be a little bit of a concern first time. But she's a genuine Group 1 filly on her day, as we know. Second to Golden Horn in the Irish Champion Stakes and second to Fascinating Rock, of course, at Ascot towards the back end of the season. So if she runs to anywhere near that kind of level, she's going to be very tough to beat today. On all-known form, Boca Bacchiata looks the obvious alternative. She's probably not the class of fan, but she has got a little bit more form on softish ground to suggest that there might not need to be necessarily that much between them first time up with obviously conditions as they are. Success Day as well, we know that he goes well first time off the shelf as well. He won his first three starts last year for Ken Condon. And he could be very dangerous if he bounces back to form. But Fanny's definitely the one to be here. Whether I'd back up 4-5 is obviously a mute point, but she's definitely the vote.
Found it is then in that 4.25 for Andy. Just remind us then your selections at the Curragh before we move on to take a look at some of the racing in Limerick, Andy.
Yeah, my nap of the day is the short price favourite in the first. I think he'll win and win easily, that Callan. I think he's a very smart horse in the making. Safouf is the choice in the 2.40. Master Speaker was a bit unlucky here the last day in a similar race to this. Hopefully compensation awaits for him. The choice is the Fit, the Fancied, and the track specialist Through Shahan in the Group 3 Gladness Stakes. And Found should get the better of her rivals there, providing she's fit enough to do herself justice.
Lovely stuff. There we are. Andy's thoughts on the flat card at the Curragh. Then we're going to take in four races from Limerick as well on Sunday's edition. And we begin with their 2.25. This is race number two on the card at Limerick. A two-mile handicap hurdle for us here, where Noble Emperor heads the betting for Tony Martin and Barry Geraghty at 13-8. 4-1 for Velocity Boy. Cliff House is 6-1. Blacklock 6-1. Lord Ben 6-1. And 12-1 or bigger the remainder. Quick switch of codes, Andy. What do you like in this Limerick race?
Yeah, I'll go with Velocity Boy here in this competitive-looking two-mile handicap on the basis that he absolutely adores Limerick. His two career victories have both come here at this track and on heavy ground, so conditions are absolutely ideal for him. And his last two runs have been very commendable as well. Second to Lil Shane at Navan in a very strongly run affair. The time figure that race gives him a massive chance. Although he didn't better that performance last time out, strictly speaking, it's still not a bad run behind last at Goodbye in a very competitive race down in Cork. Just don't think he got the trip that day. He was held about the back and Barry Cash looked as though he timed his run to perfection, going down to two out for his engine to cut out a little bit and he could only find the one pace. But similarly to the race before, that was a very competitive affair. And he's got the tongue tie on today. Perhaps his connections just felt as though he made a little bit of a noise when he was asked for maximum effort after the second last time out. That's certainly the theory anyway. You can back him around about 9-2 this morning with a dead 8 runners going to post. It's hard to see. Velocity Boy with his track form not finishing in the frame at the very least.
Velocity Boy for Andy in the 2.25. We go to the 3 o'clock now at Limerick. This is a 2.5 mile novices hurdle. And again, we've got a JP McManus horse heading the betting in the shape of A Great View at 13-8. Bello Mome is 3-1, 4-1 for All Souls. Solon Teniff is 9-2, 9-1 for Oscar Lantern. And Capture the Drama is 25-1. Small but select field here, Andy. What'll it be?
Yeah, one of the nicest horses on show today here is A Great View. A real nice big bay gelding by Cape Tara. Plenty of size and scope, as a lot of those Cape Taras have. And following a couple of decent victories over two useful horses, one of them, of course, notably Attribution, at Punchestown two starts ago. He made his handicap debut in the early part of March with a good effort behind Total Recall. It was really only lack of track knowledge and greenness that prevented him from winning that day, in my opinion. It was a decent race. It was a strongly run one. And he just got a little bit outpaced at turning for home and he got hemmed in on the inside rail. And the winner's rather got first running. But he picked up very eye-catchingly late on. And you certainly mark him up if that was just looking at his performance at face value, not even including his connections and the price, that would smack of a horse that he's going to pay his way in similar races down the line. He's backing against novice company here today. Obviously, this won't be as competitive and as tough on him mentally as it was in that race the other day. So A Great View, hopefully we'll get back on track following that good run last time out in a very tough handicap.
a great view in the 3 o'clock four. Andy, then we'll skip the 3:35 and we'll go straight to the 4:10. This is a Grade 2 novices chase over 3 miles. Just the quartet lineup to contest this one. Avant 2 is the 4-6 favourite here. 5-2 about Lord Scoundrel. Fine Theatre 13-2 and 16-1 for the Housekeeper. Once again, Mullins and Elliot do battle over a Grade 2 prize. Who's got the upper hand here, Andy?
Well, this one looks as though Avant 2's got all the answers in this particular race. Not a particularly competitive race, obviously numerically. Lord Scoundrel looks as though he's going to be the main threat, but Heavy Ground might just be the undoing of him, whereas Avant 2 really does like to get his toe in. And that performance when he split the very, very smart Outlander and Free Expression in the Grade 2 here at this track back in December is certainly the key form line coming into this race. Connections decided to run him in the Coral Cup last time out, which is a bit of a head-scratcher. But ultimately, he certainly justified that entry with a very eye-catching running ninth. Quite what Paul Townend was doing on this horse, I have no idea. The two horses in that race, Avant 2 and Arbre de Vie, were ridden as if they'd got five legs because there was no way they were going to win from where they were. But Avant 2 certainly came out one of the best horses on the speed figure, certainly on the sectional times I've produced anyway, with that performance from last turning in, coming out the back straight to finish ninth. So with that run under his belt and a return to the track where he's obviously got his best form, out off been trip as well, Avant 2 should justify heavy market support in that Grade 2 chase.
So the well-backed Avant 2 then for Andy in the 4:10. The 4:45 at Limerick is the final race on today's podcast. A handicap chase here over 2 miles and a furlong. The betting headed by Crown Theatre at 100-30 this morning. Page Turner is 4-1. Pumbaa 9-2 along with the Conquer Club. Draycott Place is 7-1, 8-1, Rolling Rocket. Rightville Boy 9-1 and 14-1 for Malt Gem. Looks fairly tricky this, Andy.
Yeah, funny enough, I'm a little bit surprised that my selection here in this race, Page Turner, was such a big price this morning. You could have got this horse at 6-7-1, which looked an absolute like mental price. Bookmakers had taken leave of their senses, sticking in John Walsh's 11-year-old at those kind of odds, because they've almost forgotten that this horse has got such an amazing record here at Limerick. You can almost disregard his form anywhere else. So you just wipe that run off your memory bank last time out at Garran. Prior to that, he made virtually all the running to score comfortably from the subsequent winner at Ice Call. But you stick him around Limerick and he's virtually unbeatable. He's won here 5 times in his career. And Ambrose McCurtain, who takes £5 off, knows him really well. Plus the fact that his stable are in cracking form at the moment. I've been following John Walsh's horses for the last 2 or 3 weeks. And I've had one or two nice, healthy returns. I think he'll make the run in here today. And he's going to take a hell of a lot of beating if he gets his head in front with an uncontested lead.
Page Turner for Andy then in the 4:45. Just remind us, please, your four picks at Limerick this afternoon.
Yeah, I must admit, I fancy my four at Limerick just as strongly as one or two at the Curragh this afternoon. So hopefully they'll bear fruit. Providing all 8 runners go to post in the 2:25. I do think Velocity Boys are decent each way bet there, being as he's 2-for-2 at the track. A great view. Looks the part in the 3 o'clock. He's a really nice horse and I expect him to justify Barry Geraghty's trip to Limerick. In the 4:10, Avant 2 with Ruby Walsh on board. Hopefully he'll get back on the winning track following a good run in the Coral Cup last time out. And Page Turner, the course specialist, could win for the 6th time here at his favourite venue in that competitive looking handicap.
There we are then, Andy Holding with a few selections for you at Limerick alongside the first 5 races at the Curragh. We'll be taking bits and pieces from both venues in Ireland today on William Hill Racing Radio alongside the domestic action at Ascot, Doncaster and Carlisle. That will be covered in full. It's Ross Briley, John Budden and Sean Quinn in the studio from 1:40 p.m. So please join us for all of that if you can. And best of luck to you today, Andy, and thanks for joining me on the podcast this morning.
Been a pleasure. Thanks, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.